After Yomtov, Bain b'motzoi Yomtov l'chol, Bain b'motzoi Yomtov l'chol shomoed, Mavdo b'til k'mo b'motzoi Shabbos. You say Atochon Antanu in davening at the Mariv after Yomtov. Ella, and you also, of course, say Havdolah at home. Ella, she'enu mavarich lo al ner v'lo al b'samim. But you don't say the bracha on the ner, and nor the bracha on the b'samim. Bracha on the ner was made for Motzei Shabbos and Motzei Yom Kippur, because fire was usher during that day, and now it's mutter. But on Yom Tov, you're allowed to add to a fire for cooking and things like that. So therefore, fire wasn't really usher. Therefore, you don't say Havdalah with a ner. Another reason is that the beginning of the creation of fire was on Motzei Shabbos. That's when Adam discovered how to use fire. So that's what we say Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos. But that doesn't apply to Yom Tov. There's no Besamim, because the purpose of Besamim is to give a little pickup to the neshama, to the nefesh, that's losing the neshama yisera. But there is no neshama yisera on Yom Tov, so therefore, you don't say Besamim. The poskim say also when Shabbos is followed by Yom Tov, and you're saying Havdalah, there's no Besamim there. Because even though you're losing the Neshama Yisera of Shabbos, but you have all the good food of Yom Tov coming, Macholim Tovim. And that also gives you a little pickup, and therefore it's Miyashev Daito, and therefore you don't need the Pesamim. The Mishnah Berurah has a fascinating discussion here, that what if a person, it's the end of Pesach, and someone is eating a meal towards evening on the last day of Pesach, and he eats a long meal, and now it's after Tesach Kochavim. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Mutar lechol chametz. You can eat chametz now at this meal. How? Why? The kevan shechoshcha, since it's dark already, havelai lechol mili. It's dark, it's nighttime. Rather, Chachamim said you can't do malach until you say Havdalah. So this person can now have chametz. Oh. Now, you get the impression he benched already, in this case of the Mishnah Berurah. So it's a question, how is he allowed to eat chametz if he didn't say Havdalah? He can't eat at all. So some of the Mefarshim explain he wants to bench ala kos using beer, which is chametz. So the Mishnah Berurah is pointing out, again, guys, one should not try this at home. But Mishnah Berurah is pointing out that if you want to bench on beer, somehow you have beer, you want to bench on beer, in that scenario, it indeed would be mutter. This teaches the idea that once Shabbos or Yom Tov ends, it's over. But it's asur to do melacha until you've said Havdalah or you've said Baruch Hamavdil, the equivalent like of a Baruch Hamavdil ben Kodesh L'chol. Oh, Sif Beis. Yom Tov Shechalios b'motzoi Shabbos, Omer Atav V'chatanu Batod Dienu. So when Yom Tov falls out on Saturday night, Motzoi Shabbos, they say Atav V'chatanu, which is the regular Yom Tov, davening, and you say Batod Dienu. Vatodienu takes the place of Atochon Antanu. The Mishnah Berurah explains that you're separating from the Kedusha of Shabbos to the Kedusha of Yom Tov. Since it's like Atochon Antanu, the Mishnah Berurah writes, if you forgot and you didn't say it, you don't have to daven again. Oh, why? Sheyochel Omar Chachach Kiddush Al Kos V'Sham Nisqa Havdalah Gamkin. Because later when you say Kiddush, you mention Havdalah in Yach Nahaz. You mention Havdalah in the Kiddush later. So if you leave out the Vatodienu, you don't need to daven again. Oh. Siman Tov Tzadi Beis. Yesh Noagim Lisanu Sheni Chamishi V'Sheni Achar HaPesach. V'chein Achar HaSukkos. This is called the Tainus of Bahav. Beis, Hey Beis. Monday, Thursday, Monday. This is a very, very old minig. It's mentioned already in Tosfos. What's the idea? We're concerned that during Yom Tov, it's a happy time, Mishta and Simcha, a person may have loosened up too much and done some Averas. When a person is too relaxed and too full of gashmis, he can do averas. So therefore, we fast as a form of tshuva for the averas we may have done on Yom Tov when we were too much involved in mishnah v'simcha. That's why it doesn't apply on Shavuos. Shavuos is only one day, and if it's only one day, so we're not as concerned. But Pesach and Sukkot is 7 days, and therefore we have the tainus of Bahab. Now, when exactly do we do this tainus? You don't fast during Nisan and Tishrei as well. Tishrei is full of Yom Tovim. You don't fast, extra fast during Tishrei either. The whole theme of the month is more besimcha. So therefore, you wait until the first chance after Nisan and after Tishrei. The Mishnah Berurah says that on the Shabbos that you mevarchim the next month, when you mevarchim the Shabbos, you mevarch the Chodesh of Iyar, they make a tefillah for those that are going to fast on Sheni Chamishi V'Sheni, after Rosh Chodesh. And the same thing when you're Shabbos mevarchim Chodesh Cheshvan, there's a special Mishnah Berurah and Shul for those that will fast Bahab during Cheshvan, Monday, Thursday, Monday. Oh. Now, when one accepts upon himself a private tainus, you're supposed to be makabel the tainus. There's a special lashon to say at the mincha of the day before. Oh. So here, the Mishnah Berurah says that when they make the announcement in shul during the Shabbos mevarchim, and you answer amen, so that can count as, and you have intention to fast, that can count as your kabbalah. And you don't have to be makabel again at the mincha before the tainus. If, however, you change your mind and you don't want to fast afterwards, then you're not mechuyev to fast unless you actually were makabel the tainus beferish befiv. So saying amen is enough to be considered a kabbalah, but it's not an explicit kabbalah, and if you change your mind later, then you're okay. Oh. And you wouldn't have to fast. Oh. V'osin oso kamo tainus sibu likros vayichal. And when you have enough people fasting, so you make it you daven as if it's a regular tainus sibur, and you say vayichal. And you say vayichal at shachris and at mincha, as long as you have 10 people in the shul that are fasting, so then you can read vayichal like it's a regular tainus sibur. Now what happens if a person normally fasts baham, and then there's a bris milah, or a pidyon haben, or another suda's mitzvah on one of those days? So mitzvah lechol, the Mishnah Berurah says, vein sarech hatara. So you eat at the suda's mitzvah, and you don't need a special hataras nedarim. So the Achronim explain that there's a suda's mitzvah, and there was never a minug to fast, and it's not a fast, and it's not a tainus at all. Meaning, once you've had the suda, you can eat the rest of the day. The Mishnah Berurah says that later in Siman Tov Kuf Samaches. The Dirshu Mishnah Berurah refers to that. But before the Suda, you can't eat. Who is allowed to eat before the Suda? So the Baalei Bris, for them it's a Yom Tov Shalem. The whole day is a Yom Tov for them. So the Baalei Bris, the Sanzik, the Mol, and the Fav, they can even eat before the Bris if they want to, because for them the whole day is a day of Yom Tov. But for the other people who join the bris, they can eat at the suda's mitzvah, and then the rest of the day is not a tainus, and they can continue eating afterwards as well. Oh, okay, we'll stop here.